The devil has many names, but one of the greatest is a deceiver, and he is an imitator. He wants to deceive you. Learn how we can find victory in Jesus Christ on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are honored that you took the time to join us for our program, and we are delighted to be able to join you at your home or in your car and to be able to look at the Word of God together. Ephesians chapter 6 in our Bibles together. Ephesians chapter 6. I hope you have the Word of God handy. I want to look at one verse this morning in verse number 12. The Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, we need to understand as Christians, if you are born again, and what I mean by born again is that there's a time in your life where you realize that you could not go to heaven or you cannot be saved any other way except through Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. And you've called upon his name, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You called upon his name to save you. If there's a time in your life when you have called upon the name of the Lord for salvation, you're born again, we need to understand that we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a fight. The Bible calls it a good fight. And this fight involves the souls of men. And God wants us to be faithful, and God wants us to be concerned, and God wants us to be involved. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We have two primary enemies in the Christian's life. There's the old flesh, our old nature. Wherever we go, we are there. Wherever we go, there's a spiritual conflict happening. And then there's the devil, and the devil is real. He's not portrayed as the world would have him portrayed, and that's, you know, a red suit and pitchforks and horns. But he's the angel of light, and he's deceiving the nations, the Bible says. The devil is an angel, a fallen angel, and he is defined by his trickery, by his wiles. He's defined by his cunning attitude against the children of God. And the Bible says that we are to be aware of his deception. We are to beware that he is our adversary. He's a roaring lion. He's an angry lion that walks about and he seeks whom he may devour. So I want us to think about some important truths here for our life. Number one, think about the devil's wiles. The Bible says in verse 11 of our text, Ephesians chapter 6, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, the Greek word here is methoda, where we get our English word method. So the Bible says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the method of the devil," the procedure, the technique, the way of doing something. It is his strategy of deception. This is the tricks of the devil. And the Bible says here that he's waiting, he's lying in wait to destroy, to deceive. So we need to be aware of how the devil works. How does the devil deceive? Remember, the devil is no fool. The devil wants to destroy each and every Christian's testimony. The devil wants to destroy each and every Christian work. The devil wants to destroy each and every church of the living God that preaches the gospel. Listen, there comes a time, if we live godly in Christ Jesus, that truth and darkness is going to collide. The devil doesn't like the gospel message to be preached. And so we need to be aware of the devil's work, the devil's way, the devil's wisdom. We need to be aware of the trickery or the deception of Lucifer, the devil. So how does the devil deceive? Well, he deceives by imitation. Remember this, everything that God is, Satan wants to be. Satan is an imitator. He's the imitator of imitators. Satan wanted to be like God. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Satan will copy as much of God's plan as he can. And this is illustrated when Moses stood before Pharaoh. Satan imitated God's wonders. But there's one thing that Satan could not imitate, and that's when God created lice from dust. When God created life, Satan cannot create life. Only God can create life. By the way, if God is the creator of life, then God is also the taker of life. The Bible says in Colossians 1, verse 16, "For by him, Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him, Jesus, and for him, Jesus." And we wrestle not in our text here, Ephesians 6, 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. So think about this. God has established dominions and principalities and powers, various ranks of his angels and various tasks of his angels. And the devil also has principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. So what God has, Satan has imitated. And throughout history, we have seen the great imitator try to take what is pure and holy and to imitate that, to create a facade, to try to replace what is truth, to try to replace what is holy, to try to replace what is light with something that is not. A cheap imitation. We were recently looking for a chair for our living room, and I saw a chair, and it looked really nice. It looked like leather, and I said to the guy, I said, "Is this leather?" He said, "No, this is imitation leather. It looks like leather. It looks like the real thing, but it's an imitation of the real thing, and the devil is an imitator. He looks like the real thing. He looks like truth. He looks like it's right, but he's an angel of light." So be careful. By imitation, by invasion, by mixing truth with error, Satan questions the activity and the authority of God. Genesis chapter 3 at verses number 1, it teaches us that. The Bible says here, In verse 1, "Now the serpent was subtle, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall eat of every tree of the garden." Did you see the question there? Satan is questioning God's authority, God's truth. Did God really say that? Did God really mean that? The Bible says in verse number 2, "And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, But ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die." We see the invasion of mixing truth with error. We see the invasion of questioning God. We see the invasion of questioning God's authority. Think about the idea of indifference by making things seem not so important anymore. How our world today is under the influence and under the deception of the devil and making biblical truth not important. And what used to be true, well, for our generation, it's just old-fashioned. And yet, I want to remind you, the truth is truth. And the Word of God is relevant for every generation, for every people group, for every society. Truth is always truth. And yet the devil is working hard to make the Christian indifferent to the work of God. The world indifferent to the Bible. Indifferent to the truths of the Word of God. The devil is working hard to make people distracted, desensitized, destroyed. And this is what the devil is busy doing. And we see it in our world today. Listen, we need to be aware of the wiles of the devil, the trickery of the devil. The devil's wiles. Let's think about this. Number 2, the devil's works. Now, the scripture tells us that the devil is busy working. He's hard at work. The Bible says in Job chapter 1, verses 6, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Where comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." The devil was busy working hard. And he was all over this earth doing his business, doing his work. The Bible teaches us that after the devil fell from heaven, was cast out of the presence of God, that we don't really know exactly the timeline. But in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he tempts Eve, and we see that Adam plunges humanity into sin. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible says, speaking of Lucifer, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The head speaks of a life-threatened blow, and the heel speaks of a non-life-threatened blow. And so the Bible says that Jesus Christ would come and he would receive a bruise to the heel, but the devil would be destroyed by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 1 John that Jesus Christ would come to this earth, he would die on the cross, and that he would destroy, 1 John 3:8, would destroy the very works of the devil. What does that mean, the works of the devil? Well, the Bible teaches us that the devil is the very author of sin. "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." The work of the devil is contrary to the work of God. People say, well, yeah, if God created all things and God created man and God created the devil, then wouldn't that make God the creator of sin? God is not the author of sin. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven." The devil had a free will to make a decision, and he made a decision that he wanted to be God. He was cast out of heaven and deceived Eve, tempted man, and man made a willful decision, a conscious decision, and now all humanity is plunged into sin. And the desire of the devil is that humanity, the apple of God's eye, humanity created in God's image. Remember, the animals of this earth is not created in the image of God, but we are created in the image of God. And we are created in the image of God, and the devil's desire is that we would share in his fate, and that is to be cast into the lake of fire. Listen, the devil hates humanity because God loves humanity, and the devil hates God. We need to understand that. We need to understand that. John chapter 6, verse 28, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent," the Lord Jesus. This is God's work. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved." The work of God is that this whole entire world would believe the gospel and would be saved. When someone is deceived, the devil rejoices. When someone rejects the gospel, the devil rejoices. When people believe this evolution, that there's no purpose in life, that there is no God, and that we can just live our life any way we want, then the devil rejoices, because the work of the devil began by deceiving Eve, introducing humanity to sin, and in hopes that God's love, that God's creation made in his image, would die and go to hell. And that's why the work of God is that the world would believe in Jesus. And that's why we at our church, at Kitchener Baptist Church, we support over 30 missionaries all over this world preaching the gospel. And by faith, we want to support more. That's why we have various programs in our community to introduce people to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the hope of our world is not found in policies. It's not found in programs, and it's not found in politics. The only hope for our world is found in Jesus Christ. And that's why the work of the devil can be stopped by the gospel of the Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." The devil is at work today to stop the work of God. The devil's at work today so that countries all over this world would be deceived. And there's false religions all over this world. which proves to us that there is a devil and he hates God. So there's the wiles of the devil. There's the work of the devil. But I want to think about this. There's the workers of the devil. Satan has a network of demons that are all over this world. Mark chapter 5, verse 9, and he said, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." The word of God is filled with demonic activity. These fallen angels are limited in power, but they are commanded by the devil himself. And they have set out to war against God. The wilds, the workers. Think about the devil's world. The world system is controlled by the devil. The Bible says in 1 John 5:19, "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." God created man to have dominion. But in the disobedience of humanity, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 teaches us, "But thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, but in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him." Man lost that dominion in the curse. The dominion of this world, the prince of the power of the air in this world is the devil. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, think about this, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." There is one God in the Bible, Jehovah God. All other gods are imposters, and they have come from the God of this world, lowercase g, the devil, to deceive our world. Listen today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the devil wants you to reject Jesus. He wants you to forget about this message, and he doesn't want you to listen to the end, obviously. He wants you to go to hell. He hates you because he hates God. But the work of God is that you would believe on his Son, that you would put your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone, and that you could have eternal life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, let me ask you this question. Do you believe you sinned against God? I don't think we have to go far to realize that we're sinners. Have you ever told a lie? It's all of this is against the commandment of God. It's against the law of God. You see, sin is a transgression of the law, and we have broken God's law. We are guilty. The Bible says that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world stands guilty before God. We've sinned against him, and our sin cannot be cured by church, by baptism, by religion, by tradition. It can't be cured by anything that this world has to offer. The only cure for our sin is in the shed blood of Jesus. And I encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I know I've sinned against you. Lord, I know I deserve hell, but wash my sins away. Lord, be my Savior. You see, it's not in the prayer, it's not in the words, it's a heart decision. And if you truly mean that, the Bible says you're born again. If you truly mean that, the Bible says that you're a child of God. Hey, listen, friend, it's the greatest decision you could ever make. Would you go to our website, KitchenerBaptist.org? Would you fill out that form, or Timeless Truth Radio Ministry, TimelessTruths.ca? Would you fill out that form and tell us about that decision? We want to help you spiritually grow. We want to encourage you in the Lord. You're our brother or our sister in Christ, and we want to be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for listening to our program on this Lord's Day. God bless you. We love to hear from you. Take some time and send us an email. We want to encourage you, and come visit us at church. We meet this morning at 10:30 this morning. We'd love for you to join us and be our guest. God bless you. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and this is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. And whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your first weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. For more information, call Michael at 226-336-7680.